Good morning, Stoke Newington. I hope you're all having a pleasant week so far. It's Aaliyah Doyley here, bringing this morning's prayer and short devotion. So I've been reading a book this week called Stop Thinking and Start Living by Richard Carlson. And the main gist of the book, I haven't finished it yet, but so far, is talking about taking charge of your thoughts, both positive and negative thoughts. So I'm not talking about getting rid of negative thoughts, but saying taking charge of both your positive and your negative thoughts and choosing what you want to focus on. And he was talking about how those thoughts that you choose to focus on will greatly affect your mood and then affect your day. And as I was reading just this first part of the book, there were three Bible texts that came to my mind, and I'm sure you all know these verses, which is the first one is Proverbs 23 verse 7, which says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." And it was interesting because that was in the first chapter. It says, have you ever tried to get angry without thinking about something that makes you angry? Or have you ever tried to be sad without thinking about something that makes you sad? Or try to be happy without thinking about something that being happy? Without thinking about something that makes you happy. Your thoughts have such an effect on your mood. He said it is worth trying to take your thoughts. It's worth trying to capture those thoughts and choose what you focus on, because then you can direct your mood, not just for the day, but for a moment if a negative thought comes your way. How the book explains how you can turn that around to make your day more positive. And when they're talking about thinking on your positive thoughts, then Philippians 4 verse 8 came to me, which is says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, while I was younger, we used to have family worship. We always used to say something like this at the end. And it just makes me think, the Bible has given us a list of things that we should think on to have a good week. To have not just a good week, but a good moment in the day when those negative thoughts come into our heads. These are the verses that we should be bringing up to think on whatsoever things are just. So even though a situation might be paining you, try to think. I know it's really hard, but try to think on the positive things, especially in a time like this where there's just negativity floating around everywhere. And the last one I want to share with you is 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, which says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God," listen to that part, "against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, when I think of this one, I think about when I see the news and everything bad that's popping up. So, as I said, negativity is all around. And I really like to say, it says, "Cast down everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God." We as saints of God know that God's plan is not for us to suffer. We know that we're not going to endure pain for our lives. Jesus said to come to give us life and life more abundantly. So what we must do is take every thought captive every thought captive that is making us think against what God has actually, the knowledge of what God has given us. So, yeah, it's a bit of a long one. Ooh. But I hope you all have a good week. And I'd just like to pray now. Dear Father in heaven, I'd like to thank you for bringing us all this far through the week. There's so much going on around us, so much going on in our homes, outside our homes. I ask that you give us the power and the strength to take charge of our thoughts and think on those good things that you've reminded us to think of, so that we can live out in our lives as Christ wants us to live, and help us all to have a more positive, vibrant week, and bless us all as we go throughout this week and through the last couple of days until we see each other again, and till we meet again on the Zoom. In your name I pray. Amen. So goodbye and have a blessed week. Remember, take those thoughts into captivity.